Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. And Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Sometimes you black out on the field. in a good way. I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me a double bird. I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
I love it. That's A-Rod. I love it. And what can you say? He's right.
All I can say is a lot of stuff gets said on the field that nobody ever hears. And it's one of those moments of competition where things get said, and it's a competitive game, and I think that's just one of those moments where you see the competitor in Aaron come on.
I enjoy this rivalry so much, and I've been so thankful to be a part of it. I don't think this is my last one, but I have enjoyed every single one of them.
This is my last one. I don't think. Aaron Rodgers owns the Chicago Bears. This was circulated around yesterday from Reddit. A Bears fan says it's one thing as a fan to see Aaron Rodgers saunter into the end zone to score the game-sealing touchdown with his own two hands. It's what he's been doing for literally my entire life as a Bears fan, and sometimes it just be like that. But to hear him stare the crowd down and yell, "I own you, I still own you," crushed my soul to a new level. It served as a reminder that Aaron Rodgers isn't just an idea. He's a real human being that comes into our city once a year and F's my S up. Aaron Rodgers is the boogeyman, and I fully expect him to be there when I die, staring into my eyes, smiling softly, "I still own you." That was shared on Reddit, just the clip, just the little passage. Or was it? Was that really a Bears fan that went on Reddit and said that? Or does Barty have a Reddit account and likes to go and just pretend stuff? Both are very plausible. I think that's fake. I think somebody faked it. I think Packer fans, You look for what you want to hear. You want Bears fans to talk about their misery. I think how would I play this if I'm a Bears fan? If I'm a Bears fan and Rodgers owns me, I already know it, that he owns me. I'm Bart, that's Toby. I already know that Rodgers owns me. I know that Favre has owned me, and I know that it's 30 years now of wild frustration, and you're really getting tired of it. You just can't handle it anymore. And I probably said, man, Rodgers owns us. I've probably said those words. But when Rodgers says it, when he says, "I own you, I still own you, I've owned you my whole effing life." I mean, that cuts deep, man. So is your reaction, is your main reaction to say, "Yes, sir, you do own us. You have won another battle." Or I wonder if the... if the Bears fan would be more like, well, now that he said it, now I won't let him. I've said it, and we've all said it, and we know it, and everyone says it, and we know it. But now that Rodgers is saying it, he doesn't own us. No, he doesn't own us. No, he doesn't. And frankly, isn't that taunting? Should there have been a flag? The touchdown should have counted. That's taunting. I still own you. You're taunting the fans. I thought they wanted to get rid of that. And the NFL needs to do something about this. You didn't fine him. You got to fine him because that's a bad example for kids. My kid's watching the game, and I have to tell him what owning means and what it means to submit. I got to tell my kid all this? I'm just trying to watch a football game. It's bad enough that I got to – yeah, these guys aren't standing years ago, but now I got to watch a guy say he doesn't own me. That's probably the route I'd go. I'd probably write a letter to the NFL, and I'd write it on the air, and I'd send it, and I'd show it to you, and I'd drive to 345 Park Avenue, and I'd say, this is the letter for Aaron Rodgers that I'm giving to Roger Goodell. I'd be like a huge, what do you do? What do you do when somebody says, the worst thing that you're thinking about yourself, and they just flat out say it? I remember one of my first days hosting the show. It was an August day. It was hot. And I was wearing a shirt that I wasn't quite sure if I liked or not. It was like a blue or yellow striped shirt. And it kind of looked like a shirt that I would wear in fifth grade for picture day. It had stripes horizontally. And I already thought that I looked like, a kid about it. And I walked in here and I thought, well, whatever. Nobody sees me. It's just. And Frames, as soon as I walk in, he says, was it picture day? You look like a fifth grader. Like he said the thing that I was thinking. The worst thing about that I was thinking about that shirt myself. And it's fine if you thinking and you live with those insecurities, but for someone else to say it to you, right to your face, and to say the truth. Truth hurts. One thing for you to understand the truth, but when they say it to you, the truth hurts, man. And that's kind of what happened with the Packers. Because the Bears have been getting run around by Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre for decades. But for him to say it, this is a lasting image now. I still own you. I still own you. That cut, it's in our system. We're going to hear it all the time. It's like the Kirk Cousins. You like that. You like that. I still own you. It's not going anywhere. We're going to hear this forever. Relax. Run the table. I still own you. It's in the pantheon now.
Yeah, and what other gestures? You mentioned Randy Moss to Packers fans with a mooning. What other gestures like that have been made that are so, I don't even, over the top like that to opposing fan bases? Are there much more other than Randy Moss and Aaron Rodgers yelling, I own you, to Bears fans?
T.O. ran on the Dallas Cowboys star, and that was oh, no.
But that was to the Cowboys.
Sometimes opposing players try to do a Lambo leap, right?
Yeah, but it just seems like those two are going to be, some of the most iconic. And, we're going to look back at this in 10 years and be like, remember when Rodgers told the Bears fans he owned them?
Yeah. We are, and that is awesome.
And that's going to be a great part in this rivalry for a long time. And Bears fans, for the next 2-3 decades, are going to be looking to try and get revenge somehow for that.
What's even great about this, what's more great is, Rodgers says that, and then you go and rewind it, and you figure out everything that he said word for word. There were 60,000 Bears fans at Soldier Field yesterday. And when I was at Al Harris intercepted Matt Hasselbeck. I didn't know Hasselbeck on the coin flip said, we want the ball and we're going to score. I didn't know he said that till I got home. We had no idea till we got home. Bears fans are at this game yesterday, already leaving there miserable. They're going to turn on their radio, listen to the post game, or get home and watch highlights, or however they find out. And they don't know about it yet. So they're in that window of, we lost, but we're not completely demoralized as a sports fan. And then it's going to hit them. And then the lady, whoever this lady is, and I'm sure that someone will find her within, or maybe Rodgers just made it up. Maybe there wasn't a lady that gave him the double bird. You run a touchdown and you see some lady
giving you two middle fingers, what are you going to do? I own you. I still own you. I've been owning you my whole effing life. I mean, when with Rodgers, it's great for us too. And we've taken some calls on this already from people that are like, yeah, we love Rodgers, but you know, is he committed? We love Rodgers, but you know, the act kind of gets tired. It's just good for a Packer fan to see that sort of like passion from him, that he cares about that rivalry as much as we do. Because that's one thing that does get lost over time. We talk about, is this a rivalry? What's the rivalry? Well, and then the answer is, well, it's a rivalry to the fans. But is it a rivalry to the players? Because players move, you know, they're friends with each other. You know, Rodgers talked to Fields after the game, and Rodgers, you know, he talked to Burrow after the game, and he's like imparting wisdom on these younger guys when, you know, years ago you would never be caught dead together. But now the game's become more of a fraternity more than ever. It's still good to see some sort of rivalry. And maybe it's not Rodgers against the Bears players, but it certainly was Rodgers against the Bears fans.
Well, he just feels like he's whipping up on little brother, and he enjoys doing that every single time he plays him.
And I'm telling you, Chicago hates losing to Wisconsin. Chicago, there was for years, Milwaukee and Wisconsin had like a weird inferiority complex with Chicago where it's like, oh, you guys are better than us, and we bow down to you. And but now Chicago, man, you lose to the Brewers. The Bucks are world champions. The Packers kill you. You hate our team so much. They dominate you. And then as the Bears Still Suck song goes, which my apologies, I haven't played it yet today, but I think I Still Own You is music to my ears a little bit better. Where do they go every chance they get? They're always coming up here to Wisconsin. You can only go to Galena so many times before you're like, wow, this town is like three blocks. What am I doing here? You're not traveling down to East St. Louis for a holiday. Where the hell you go? Springfield? It's flatlands. There's nothing to do. Everything cool is up here. So they've got like a, man, Wisconsin, what is up with them? They own us in all sorts of different ways. Plus, they got, you know, if you're in Chicago and you're like, watch this. If you're in Chicago and you're like, man, is it possible that they even have better food than us? I mean, we're world renowned for food, but they've got the Fourth Base Sports Bar. And everything's going against them. Fourth Base Sports Bar on National. This is the place to watch the games the rest of the season. And starting a new season tomorrow, you want to watch sports, you do it here. Down Home Neighborhood Sports Bar. You go in there, it's like, you know, these sports bars, some of these sports bars are so, like, they give you, like, a warm hug. It's authentic is what I'm saying. You know, there are some sports bars that are, like, manufactured and, hey, I mean, here's local jerseys of, but the memorabilia at Fourth Base, it's like, why the hell do they have an autographed Bill Russell jersey hanging on the ceiling horizontally? It's weird. It's cool. There's just memorabilia you wouldn't expect. Of course, there's a lot of stuff from Major League, the movie that they were a part of. Scenes were filmed in that bar. They've been around since 1977, and the food is great. They've got the lobster tails. They've got the king crab. They've got steak. They've got sandwiches they can do, fresh veggies. There's a deli case in there. It's a sports bar like you would expect, but also it's got food that you would expect at like a steakhouse or somewhere where you'd have to dress up and actually put on real pants, maybe even a tie. They've got great food. It's a great experience. Check them out. The Fourth Base for the number four. TheFourthBase.com. TheFourthBase.com. Check them out there and check them out on National. Just a pop fly from where we watch baseball during the summer and sort of into the fall, but not too deep into the fall. Ryan Wood, he'll join us. PackersNews.com. I own you. I still own you. Woody owns a lot of awards, and he's a good guy to talk to. So that's all the encouragement you need. He'll join us next.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer, 1250 AM, The Fan from the Lakeland University Studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Catching up with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, and the Green Bay Press Gazette. And some of the fans that we've heard from already this week, I still own you. As demoralizing as that is for a Bears fan to actually hear, because they know it. But once they hear it from the guy who owns them, anyone else could have said it. LaFleur could have said, Rodgers owns you. The Bears fan themselves could have said, oh man, Rodgers owns us. But for Rodgers to say it, that makes it cut even worse. But I think Packer fans too, this was a weird offseason. And maybe you question Aaron's commitment to not just this season, but to the Packers. And you've seen now, I mean, he is pumping his fist when they get a spike ball and Crosby could come on and win the game. He is saying, I still own you, to the crowd. There's a lot out of this game, but that's the moment. Not just that we're going to remember throughout the season, but this is a moment that, I mean, I think the Bears could win the next 10, 20 games, and Bears fans, Ryan, will never get over, I own you. I still own you. I've been owning you my whole effing life. That's going to be a tough one for them to swallow.
Yeah, if this was a capper to Aaron Rodgers playing at Soldier Field in a Packers jersey, that's one heck of a way to do it, right? I mean, that's as memorable as it gets. And just how succinct that trash talk was. He hit the nail right on the head. He's 22-5 now against the Chicago Bears. That's the definition of owning. So yeah, Soldier Field, but Aaron Rodgers Stadium.
Now he said, Ryan, he doesn't think it'll be his last one. And he's not going to play for the Bears. I know that in my heart. Rodgers might play somewhere else to end his career. He's never playing for Minnesota, and he's never playing for the Bears. That I can guarantee to you. Now, we don't know if this is going to be his last year or not, but certainly the way that he has been playing, there's no question that this guy's 130% into this team.
Well, I don't think that there was ever a question. You know, I think that it was pretty
falling. Sports talk radio, there's always a question about everything.
That doesn't make it a very wise question. Look, it was always folly to question whether or not Aaron Rodgers cared. Aaron Rodgers would not have been here if he didn't care. Aaron Rodgers didn't need to be here if he didn't care. He came in and had the most honest press conference you could ever imagine to start things off at the beginning of training camp. And a big part of that press conference was saying that he still had the itch and the urge to compete. There was never any realistic question whether or not Aaron Rodgers cared. You've asked me if I thought Aaron Rodgers cared. I've never said anything to the contrary. It was never logical. It was never realistic. It was never all that wise to question whether or not Aaron Rodgers cared. He played awful in the opener. Everyone on the Packers did. But you've seen it this entire season. The guy cares. What's funny is I actually tweeted immediately after the rushing touchdown, not knowing that Aaron Rodgers was trash-talking the Bears fans, if only he cared more. Like immediately after.
Yeah.
The play itself, that's not a play that you make if you don't care. You're not a 37-year-old quarterback running it as hard as you can to the pylon and trying not to get killed by the defense if you don't care. So it was never in question whether or not Aaron Rodgers cared. It should have never been in question whether he cared. The guy cares. That doesn't mean that he's going to be playing for the Packers in 2022, but right now it's his legacy on the line. He understands that. He cares.
Well, right now he's the quarterback of a football team that is 5-1, that is, you know, wading through some waters that are getting a bit treacherous regarding the injuries. More guys going down yesterday. Josh Myers on the offensive line, Preston Smith, Darnell Savage out with the concussion. The offensive line, if you could update me on the injuries that we do know, and then the offensive line, I think, to talk about that too, they've done a good job of withstanding the injuries, but there were some mistakes yesterday. Royce Newman, I'll just say his name, he gave up some mistakes. So they, you know, they saw a better pass rush too, and that might have been a part of it. But injury-wise, where are the Packers in terms of getting any of these guys back anytime soon?
Well, first of all, on the offensive line, I think that the Packers finally encountered a defensive front that they couldn't just throw a makeshift unit against and be okay. I mean, that Bears defensive front might be the best in football. It's definitely top five. It's really, really good. So that's what happens when you don't have all your cards and you go up against a great defensive line like that. Now, Josh Myers with the knee injury obviously changed things right off the bat. And Matt LaFleur said after the game he does not believe that is a season ender, which is to say that Josh Myers is going to be out for a while. Because I don't think it's a season ender, and it's week seven. Not a torn ACL, but maybe it's a torn MCL or something like that. I mean, it's one that definitely looks to the sideline Josh Myers for some time. Preston Smith with the oblique, those can be tricky. That's going to be real interesting to see how long he's out with the oblique. You know, he was on the sideline and in his uniform, in his helmet. So it's not like they put him back to the locker room the way they did Josh Myers. But those obliques can be very, very tricky. Kind of like, I mean, a back injury can be tricky, right? Darius Smith had the back. We saw how tricky that was. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but an oblique is not a good injury to have. So that'll be interesting to see how Preston Smith handles that. Darnell Savage, concussion protocol. The concussion protocol is basically the abyss for an NFL player. Once they enter, you have no idea how it's going to go. So it'd be difficult to try to diagnose how long it's going to take for Darnell Savage. The best news of the day was that Kenny Clark was not injured. He was able to get, you know, after being down on the field, he was able to come back to off the sideline. Because as Matt LaFleur said, when he saw Kenny Clark down, he almost threw up. That would have been a disastrous injury for this defense, for this team. So that they dodged one there. But when you look at the injury situation, it's by far, already going into Sunday, it was by far the most dire injury situation the Packers have faced under Matt LaFleur. They're pretty depleted at the top of their roster. David Bakhtiari, Jaire Alexander, Zadarius Smith. Those are top of the roster guys. They finally got Elton Jenkins back, but now they're losing depth, like tier two guys that are really, really important. Kevin King, you saw yesterday why Kevin King is not a bad corner, because you saw corners that are bad corners. Isaac Adams on this roster for special teams, not for quarterback, and he's got to play. Jaire Alexander's in his own stratosphere, but Kevin King is firmly number two. He's firmly behind Jaire Alexander, but he's firmly ahead of every other corner on this roster other than Eric Stokes, right? It's him and Eric Stokes. You take either one of those guys off, it is a big gap behind them. And you saw that with Kevin King. Preston Smith, clearly number two, right? You, without him, you're missing your top two pass rushers. That's a big difference. So they're losing some of these depth starting guys that are really important to a team.
Let me give you three. I got three thoughts that I have, and I want your opinion on those thoughts. One thought is, I think Justin Fields is on his way to being a good quarterback. I don't know what it was yesterday, but I saw a lot of people saying that Justin Fields just doesn't have it. And this was Packer fans. I don't know if they're trying to talk themselves into not knowing that, you know, they don't want to believe that maybe the Bears actually have a good quarterback. I know he went to Ohio State and they don't pump out pro quarterbacks. I know the Bears, you know, maybe Matt Nagy's not the right guy. I saw enough out of Justin Fields. Like, if Jordan Love showed us what Justin Fields did, I'd be like looking at 2022 already.
Yeah, Justin Fields look his age.
It's his fifth game.
So,
but to say that he's not going to be good is insane.
Yeah, I think it's silly to write off Justin Fields right now, because it's his first game against the Packers. It's his fifth game. He's a rookie. you don't see a lot of rookies in this league at quarterback just waltz right in and take the league by storm. It's not how that position and or how this league works. So, I think that Justin Fields is clearly athletic. I don't know that he'll be a good quarterback, but I don't know that he won't be. It's too early to say, but there's reason to believe that he will be. So if you're a Packers fan, just wait and see. And I guess if you're a Packers fan, hope that he doesn't become something more than a really athletic guy behind center, but that's what he is right now, and he's going to have to develop more from what we saw yesterday.
All right, on the Packers side, I wanted this guy out of college, even if he was going to have a redshirt year. I like Jalen Smith. And Jalen Smith had a nice pressure up the middle. You saw his speed. And then he missed a tackle. So there was a good and there was bad. You're in that press box. Did Jalen Smith wrong people? Because I feel like everyone that covers the Packers is like wants this guy to fail. Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
I don't think that anyone that covers the Packers wants the guy to fail.
No, everyone that covers the Packers is all not you. I haven't seen you do it, but they don't want to believe in Jalen Smith. Can this guy have a realistic impact on this team? Because I'm rooting for him.
The guy just got cut by a not great Dallas Cowboys defense, so I think that there's reason to be. Have a healthy skepticism on whether or not Jalen Smith can come in and deliver an impact. We don't know that. We just don't know. I'm not saying he can't, but I mean, being skeptical is only, I mean, that makes sense considering he just got released by a team and the injury history and the fact that he's got a lot of mileage. So I didn't put much into his debut. I think Jalen Smith has a monumental task ahead of him. Any linebacker that comes in week 5 to learn a completely new defense has a monumental task in front of them, because that's the literal reason why they have an offseason, is to do it then. It's not to do it in October. So that's very difficult. The fact that he was able to play as much as he did yesterday, I thought in and of itself was rather impressive, because that's only his, you know, he's only been back in this defense for what, 10 days? So that was pretty impressive. Will he be a good player and a good linebacker in this defense? I have no idea yet.
And then this is a little more outside the box, but I think we are at the point where we have to start considering it, where the Packers, when they kick the ball off, they should just kick it out of bounds every time. Because at least then you know it's going to be at the 40, because the returners get there anyway. So at least it's not going to be a touchdown, because someone's going to run one back on the Packers pretty soon. The special teams return coverage unit still just does not have it, Woody.
Yeah, they've made some improvements on special teams, but the kickoff coverage is not one of them. That's an issue for sure. They're still not very dynamic. You know, Amari Rodgers had his best punt return. Finally just got up the field on a punt return and I think got 16 yards. That was improving. They're still not that dynamic there or on kickoff return. The highlight is obviously Corey Bohorquez, who he just killed a football. I mean, Mike, I've never seen a punt like that. 82 yards from the opposite 18, rolling into the opposite end zone. It was amazing to watch the Bears punt returner kind of like set up. You know how punt returners do, like set up to field the punt and then watch his body just like kind of loose and be like, nope, not getting that. It looked like my colleague Tom Silverstein had this analogy, and it's excellent. It looked like an outfielder at Coors Field in Colorado when there's a fly ball and off the bat they're like, yeah, this is coming to me, and then the altitude takes over. It's like, no, it's not. It looked like Corey Bohorquez was punting in altitude. I've never seen a punt like that. Even going into the end zone, it was a 62-yard net. That's unreal. So, you know, he's clearly a weapon, and that's something the Packers haven't had in special teams in forever. But they've got to shore up the kickoff coverage. There's no question about that.
I think as you look and we talk again on Thursday, I think a big storyline this week will be looking ahead of Washington. Washington has not played up to expectations, but you've got a monster game coming up two Thursdays from now against the Cardinals, who they have the Texans. So it should be the 6-1 Packers against the 7-0 Cardinals. We talk about that a lot, like letdown games or looking ahead, and I never know if, you know, these guys really do that, or if that's more of like a fan and media driven narrative. If that's a big threat that you think the Packers have to overcome this week.
Somewhat. I think that, you know, they're going to be aware of what's coming up on a short week after this game. That said, usually, you know, trap games are not as important as whether or not a team's just better than you, and the Packers is better than Washington, so they ought to win that game. They have more talent. They've got the better quarterback. They should win that game. But I think it's going to be – they're getting into the teeth of their schedule after this week, obviously. And, you know, they've won five straight games. They've obviously – they've put the debacle of the opener well in the past. They've kind of proven that they are a good or even a really good team. But we don't really know how good yet because we haven't seen them against the top upper echelon teams. And that, you know, that's coming up. How good is this defense? Well, they can handle a rookie Justin Fields. They can handle Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought it was impressive 2 weeks ago that they handled Joe Burrow okay. But can they handle Kyler Murray? Can they handle Pat Mahomes? Can they handle Matthew Stafford when the Rams come? Can they handle later in the season Lamar Jackson? But those are very real questions because for a team with an eye on the Super Bowl, they're going to have to handle those type of quarterbacks. So that's coming up, and that's when I think we'll get the truest litmus test of what this team really is.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Appreciate it as always. Be well. We'll talk then.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Toby, I'll come to you here. Toby, for those that don't know, is from what they call the DMV. Basically, the D.C. area was too long to say.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia, yeah. But the area surrounding D.C.,
so the D.C. area.
Yeah.
The DMV.
Yeah.
Which is already confusing because there is a DMV.
Yeah, D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Right. But also the DMV.
Sure.
Which people don't like.
Well, people don't like D.C., Maryland, Virginia either.
What conceivable way is there that Washington comes to Green Bay and wins on Sunday?
The defense is going to have to play a lot better. The only way that I see Washington winning this game is if the pass rush is too good for the Packers' offensive line and the secondary plays better, which they haven't played well all year, and Washington wins a game where it's like 24-21. That's the only way I see. And I don't even know that it's plausible to think that Washington's offense can score 24 points against Green Bay's defense. They just played the worst scoring defense in the NFL in the Kansas City Chiefs coming into the game, and they put up 13 points. And they barely did anything in the second half. And they only led 13-10 at half against the Chiefs when Patrick Mahomes had two interceptions, and they also fumbled a run to the right. Mecole Hardman had fumbled one. Three turnovers in the first half, and they led by a field goal. The Packers could play a C-minus football game, and I think they'll win against Washington because they're that bad. I would say Kansas City in the first half against Washington yesterday played about a D, C-minus, because they were turning the ball over. They couldn't really get anything. I can't really say they couldn't get anything going because they moved it up and down the field on Washington. So I think Green Bay is going to be fine because, if anything, if you saw that Patrick Mahomes second interception, Aaron Rodgers is not going to throw an interception like that. He doesn't make mistakes like
that. He was like falling down and then just threw it up.
He threw it like straight into the air like they were playing 500.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing. Rodgers isn't going to make mistakes like that. I think Washington will be able to contain the running game. So I think Rodgers is going to have to pass it. But that's not good either because the secondary for Washington is playing terrible. The defensive line is getting minimal pass rush. It's just a recipe for disaster. I think what you're going to see is Chase Young, whichever side he lines up on, Rodgers is going to escape that side of the pocket a lot because Chase Young consistently just rushes up the field, does not keep containment, and Rodgers will just leak out the side there and have all day to throw. The only unit on the Washington team that has consistently played well all year is the interior defensive line, and that's it, offense or defense. And Terry McLaurin was kind of neutralized. So there really isn't. I'm a diehard, but I have no hope for Washington coming into Lambeau Field and even keeping it close.
All right, so if Washington wins on Monday, I would like you to come in here and be a real obnoxious D about it.
Oh, I was planning on it.
Like, I want you to, because I think what I'm sensing is that people like Toby. People like Toby. And I want you to, and I like that people like Toby, obviously, but I want you to heel turn like we've never seen a heel turn. I want you to berate people that call in.
Go ahead. Yeah, 100%. I'll do it. And that's not going to happen on Monday, so don't worry about it.
I know. That's why I'm offering the challenge, because you won't need to do it. And hey, for you, though, at least you only have to watch one game. Like, you get invested in one game.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks have been a little odd.
Because they play at the same time.
Yeah, so I watch Washington, and then during the Sunday night game, I go back and watch Green Bay so I can take some notes.
Oh, that sucks.
That's all right. I got to take notes on it and stuff.
Well, I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, no worries.
Are you watching a game right now?
I am.
Which one?
Washington and Kansas City.
Why are you watching that again?
I got to see if there's anything I need to know for coming into this week.
I just want people to know Toby, where he sits, has two computers. So one, he does work. Well, it's one computer, two screens.
Yeah.
So one, he does work, and the other, he puts up NFL Game Pass. And it's not like he just, he watches. Like, he might watch Seattle and Pittsburgh at some point, I'm sure, this week. Because you were taking notes during. Yeah. Unless you already watched that this morning.
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, just Washington so far?
Yeah, this is the first game. You know what? It was about 7:30, and I said, why don't I have a game up?
Okay. I like it. Hey, always learning, man. Always on the job, always learning. So that's good. A lot of football yesterday, 14 hours, and you know I was there at 8:30 watching Jaguars-Dolphins.
Yeah, and good call by you and Horvath to call the Jags getting their first win.
Well, I love Herb.
That is your boy.
Yeah, Herb is my boy. Herb's my guy. I do like them. Miami's got some problems. Jacksonville.
Well, and their biggest problem is that they drafted Tua Tagovailoa.
I'm not out on him yet. I think he's good.
I am 100% out on him.
You're out on all the Bama QBs.
I was never big on him coming out, and I am definitely not big on him now.
You don't like Hurts?
No, I don't think he's good. I think Mac Jones will be fine.
Mac Jones?
Although the throw that he made yesterday that everybody was praising to Kendrick Bourne, that should have been picked off.
Right, I agree.
I thought that was good, though. I mean, also, Trayvon Diggs, dude just gets a pick every week.
Yeah, but then he got burnt.
Well, that's yes and no. Where's the safety at there? He's got to help him out. That's how Diggs plays, though. You know that. So having a safety over the top allows Diggs to get these intercepts. He plays super aggressive on the ball. So he got burnt, sure, but the safety's got to make that play.
I mean, I got Nick says you're a local legend already. You're one of us. So you're going to break Nick's heart when you come in here on Monday and go all Washington FT on us.
No, I'm just going to go all on the Washington football team for playing terrible against Green Bay.
Are you going?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are. You're going.
Tickets are expensive.
Why?
I have no idea.
To see Washington?
I was thinking that tickets would go down. Instead, I think they've gone up in prices.
Well, we got a 5-1 football team. People are on board now.
I know. Maybe I need to go and see Aaron Rodgers one last time.
I'd give you my season tickets, but I don't have them yet. I signed up on the list when I was 15 years old for Packers season tickets. I never actually want the season tickets because I don't want to. That's a lot of money.
You know, I've never seen the Washington football team play before.
Really?
I've only seen the R words.
Oh, I see what you did. All right. But I signed up when I was 15. I signed up and I was like I want to think I started around 80,000. And I'm 37 now. I'm down to 43,000.
You get there eventually.
Yeah, 20 years. But then I got a big jump because they built new seats.
Well, see, the thing is, you'll end up being the guy that you always hate at Packers games.
Yeah. I've waited my whole life, and then I'm going to be old, and I'm going to feel like I have to go, but I really want to get home by the end of the fourth quarter, by the end of the third quarter, so I can watch Red Zone. And I'll be like, oh, we got to go, honey. We got my seats. I waited 70 years for this. We got to go.
Yeah, so you're going to be the guy that you don't like.
Don't we all turn into the guys we hate, though, eventually?
Yeah, I mean, it's already happened for me.
Yeah? Me too. I mean, 5 years ago, I came into this business, this job, fresh-faced. Now here I am phoning in cigar dinners and riding my bike all over town. You know what I'm saying? We all become the guy that we hate. 799-1250.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We are brought to you this hour by Indeed. Check out Toby's good buddies at Indeed. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, and I know you may be, you can streamline your route to your next hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. I was just on Twitter during the
quick time out there that we took,
and I saw... I never even had this thought. I don't know how anyone did. I saw people talking about how the Brewers should hire Ryan Braun as their hitting coach. You think he wants to do that? You think he has any interest in doing that? No.
Should it be hitting coach or strength and conditioning?
Ryan Braun should, if the Brewers are going to hire him, they should hire him to play right field. If they're going to hire him again. Right. How young are you and how just completely narrow is your tunnel vision on sports to think that Ryan Braun's going to be the hitting coach for the Brewers? I mean, come on, guys. That's why I got to stop. Yeah, I follow kids. I'm like eavesdropping on kids is what I'm doing on Twitter. Because someone follows me and I'm like, oh, hey, they interact with me. And I think they've heard the show once or twice. I'll follow them back. That's good. And then I realize I'm following a bunch of kids. Oh, one person was so upset about the Packers I followed yesterday. They're like, oh, the Packers are only up 3 by the Bears. This sucks. It's like, dude, what? It's halftime. We'll be fine. Oh, man. My mom says I can't go to the prom next week. Or homecoming. Okay, so I'm following babies. The other one said, Rodgers owns the Bears, goo goo gaga. I mean, I'm following infants. The NFC, man, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Packers, if you want the one seed, and this is why I was so mad they lost to the Saints, because that was a winnable game. Now, do you run off 5 in a row without that loss against the Saints? Does that refocus you a little bit? Maybe. And the Packers, you know, they came down to the wire against the Niners. Cincinnati, you traded missed field goals. Maybe you were lucky to be 5-1. But if you want the one seed in the NFC, which the Packers had a year ago, and so you could say, oh, home field doesn't matter. It does. Packers, there were 9,000 people there. That wasn't a true Lambeau Field playoff game. It was 1/8 capacity. But there are some good teams in this conference, man. Every division has a team that's at least 5-1. The Cowboys are 5-1. The Cowboys are good. I know it pains some people to think that, but the Cowboys are good. They're good because they're talented. They've got a good team. Their defense may need help, but they've got the defensive player of the year in Diggs. The offense, Zeke and Pollard are doing the Dylan and Aaron Jones thing. Their receivers are all great. CeeDee Lamb's amazing. And Dak's very good. Mike McCarthy is not a Super Bowl coach. This team wins in spite of him. Simple mistakes. Giving the Patriots the ball back because he doesn't know how much time is on the clock. I mean, it's just dumb mistakes that he's making. Time management-wise and otherwise. Yet the Cowboys are so good that somehow they won that game even though they tried to lose it a few times. The Rams are 5-1. And the Rams... Who beat the Rams? Who beat the Rams?
Oh, they destroyed them, too. Who was it that beat them?
Did they play Arizona?
I don't think so. I'll find it.
Who beat the Rams? Let me move on to the next one. The Buccaneers are 5-1, and they lost to the Rams. Who beat the Rams?
The Cardinals, 37-20.
I knew it!
Well, and that's what catapulted them to be the number one team in our power rankings.
Oh, yeah. All right. So that division, you got the 6-0 Cardinals, who are the real deal. Kyler Murray's great. Remember when Kyler Murray could have played baseball? If he would have played baseball, he would have started his major league career in Beloit, Wisconsin, for the Beloit Snappers, an affiliate of the A's. Beloit, by the way, was just rated worst city to live in Wisconsin. You think Kyler Murray sees that Arco and wants to come there when he could be the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, the positive is at least now coming up this year, minor league baseball players will have housing provided.
Yeah, they don't have to sleep in their cars this year before they go make $15 a game. I mean, it's baseball's like, hey, we're gonna give these guys housing. You didn't already? You're paying them nothing.
I thought this was interesting. I got a stat for you from Jacob Morley. Reading a tweet here. Jalen Johnson followed Devontae Adams all day yesterday, and his Pro Football Focus coverage grade was 28.3. For reference, Isaac Yadams' coverage grade yesterday was 27.1.
Really? I thought Johnson did it. I mean, Devontae only had 4 catches.
I actually thought Johnson did an okay job, but if he's rated that low and Yadams rated even lower, how bad was Yadams?
Well, Isaac Yadams not good.
No, he's not.
The Giants were going to cut him. We were going to cut Josh Jackson. the GMs made a trade so that they didn't have to say they cut the guy.
Essentially, yeah, 100%.
That's why Goody traded Josh Jackson. He's like, I can't cut a second round pick. I got to cut this guy. I got to trade him. He called everyone. He didn't be like, hey, I want Isaac Yiadom. That wasn't the phone call he made. He picked up the phone to every GM and said, we're going to cut Josh Jackson. I don't want the egg on my face. You going to cut anybody that I can have? And Gettleman's like, yeah, Isaac Yadam's no good. And then Goody's like, he play corner? Yeah. All right. I'll have Tiffany send the paperwork. And then Gettleman's like, hey, Goody, what kind of beer do you have in your fridge? And Goody's like, ah, Spotted Cow. And, you know, it's in my garage. Okay, bye. That's a trade. Pretty easy.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing you got to worry about as Packers fans is that secondary in your corner depth, because we still don't know everything or really anything about Jair.
Anyway, short story long, the NFC is good, and winning the one seed is going to be hard. That's why you got to take care of business against Washington. Although, I don't know, are you guys thinking one seed? Is that just, I feel like after that Saints game, but it's very much in play. A lot of season left. About a third of the way through. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Ryan Horvath next hour, and you, 414-799-1250.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.